Remember, the Kama tells us in the Pasuk in Parashat Bishalach, Yochush Losh Hashem B'Midbar V'Lamotzu Mayim, that they traveled for 3 days, they didn't find any water. So the Gemara says, Dosh Yishumo Sayamim, that the Chacham understood that this Pasuk not only refers, of course, to Pshuto Shemekha, means they didn't find any physical water, but it also refers to spiritual water, refers to Torah. And from here, Chazal understood that you can't go 3 days without learning. And therefore, they had Institute Kriyas HaTorah. So, Yochel Gimel Yom. Even the people who don't come to Shia, don't come to Seder, don't learn Daf Yomi, the guy learns nothing, but at least he comes to Shul. Chazal couldn't even imagine somebody's not even coming to Vinyan. That was already out of the... Even the guy who comes to Shia all the time, I didn't say he doesn't have to come to Davening, but the Takon of Kriyas HaTorah was for everybody, every single Jew in the world, at least for every Monday or Thursday, something, learn some Kriyas HaTorah. So the problem was they went 3 days without water. And they finally got water. What was the problem with the water? It was bitter. The water was bitter. If the first half of the pasuk is also being meramez to Torah, then the second half of the pasuk is also being meramez to Torah. Sometimes you find an unbelievable thing. It's lo yu'uman ki yisupar. I can't understand this. Anyone who's ever really learned, and really, will tell you that there's nothing as beautiful, as sweet, as enjoyment, as Limud HaTorah. They'll tell you, ask hundreds and thousands of people. It's documented for the last 3,000 years. You read, look at the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam describing Tamtam. Look at the Amish, like in love, they're describing, they can't, Chazal can never speak enough about it. And we see it with our own eyes, everybody knows it. Everyone who's ever experienced the joy of Talmud Torah, it's Ein L'Shar. And I don't understand. So how can it be that for other people, it's boring, it's not enjoyable, it's frustrating. How can it be the same Torah that is mamish, the suki mitvash for no pestufim? People could say it's boring, people could find it not exciting, people not interested, not don't come to say it, don't come to shir, doing other things in shir, playing on the phones in shir, on their computers in shir, doing all kinds of other things there. How are you talking? It's unbelievable. How can it be such a phenomenon? How can it be? So that's exactly what the Torah is saying. That the Mayim al Torah, there's only one condition, precondition to enjoying of Torah, and that's to do it. If a person comes, and even though at the beginning maybe it's Marimheim, maybe Takar is Marimheim, but if a person takes the attitude that, well, I'll take a break from Torah for a couple of weeks, come back to it when I'm ready, when I'm interested, when I got time, so Takar lo yochul lishnos Mayim marki Marimheim. If a person is constantly involved in Limud HaTorah, they're constantly coming back to the Mayim of Torah, they really believe in Mayim of Torah, they can't survive without the Mayim of Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Vayim Tiku HaMayim. There's no question. There is nobody in the world who ever was Maisa Nefesh Limud HaTorah who didn't enjoy it at the end. I don't think there's ever a human being that ever didn't experience that Masikas HaTorah if and when they put in the time and the effort. So Vayelchu Shlosh Yom B'Midbar V'Lomo Tzimayim. But how did that happen? Why was it that Klai Yisrael got into that rut of the Lamotzu Mayim? Why is it that they were traveling 3 days and they never didn't even bother to open up the Torah? They didn't even bother to be involved in the study of Torah. They didn't involve in Ruchnius. What went wrong? They just finished Kris Yamsuf. They just finished Esamakas. They were on a high, such a high. What went wrong those first 3 days in the Midbar? So the answer is very simple. Vayasa Moshe Sa'av Mi Yamsuf. The Pasuk says it beferish. The Moshe had to drag them away from the Yamsuf. Why did he have to drag them away from Yamsuf? What was so enticing? Yamsuf was over already. The scene was over. The water split. The mitzvah were gone. The chariots were down. They were floating in the water. It was all over. Finished. It's time is done. Curtains down. What was so enticing about Yamsuf? Didn't they understand what the next step was? They were told beferish. They knew that there was a greater goal. They knew they were supposed to get themselves to Har Sinai. They knew they were supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael to build a Mishkan, build a Beis Hamikdash. They knew what the end game was. The end game wasn't Yam Suf. So why did Moshe have to schlep them along? Chazal say, because of the Bizas Hayam. Because there was a lot of gold and silver floating on the shore of Yam Suf. There was a lot of extra stuff that they wanted to pocket. They didn't want to lose out any last drop. Baruch Hashem, they already had plenty. They had kesef, zov, usmolos. They had plenty. Whatever they needed, they had already. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu had to drag them out of Yamsuf They couldn't pick up their own 2 feet and run. They should have realized on Shvi'i Pesach, we got to run to Har Sinai. We shouldn't even wait 7 weeks. We should get there tomorrow. They took their time to raise the haram. And when you set up, when you fall into that trap, when you start to look, when you start to get so shakua at Olam Hazeh, when everything you're going, you're looking for the Kesef and Zahav, so you want to know why you can't form the Mayim. You want to know how you can have a phenomenon that you can go 3 days without water. Well, if all you're looking for is Kesef and Zahav, so then of course you're going to go. So Rabbi say, we're starting a new Zman. We have the tremendous advantage of other yeshivas that we start a new Zman in the middle of January. So we're starting a new Zman. So new Zman, it's a new beginning. It's like Klal Yisrael post Kriyas Yam Suf. The question is, what's going to be the guiding principle, the guiding force of Zman? Is this going to be a Zman of Shlosh Yom B'Midbar V'lo Motzumayim? Is this going to be a time when there are breaks and it's going to break in our learning? And after all, you know, we have weekends. It's Friday and Shabbos. Even though Shia is on Sundays, just in case anyone didn't realize that, there is Shia on Sundays, so we don't even have Shlosh Yom B'Midbar. But does our cycle become Shlosh Yom B'Midbar V'lo Motzumayim? If that's what happens, that one day you miss morning Seder, and the next day you miss morning Seder, and the next day you miss morning Seder, one day you miss Shia, and the next day you miss Shia, and the next day you miss Shia, and then you want to wonder why you come in after not learning for a week, and then all of a sudden, why don't I understand what in the world the Rebbe's talking about? Why is this Torah so boring? Why is this so not exciting? It doesn't speak to me. How could it possibly speak to you? How in the world could those Sachmot speak to you? How in the world could Migal Hotzi? How could Takfa Kayin speak to you if you're not in Takfa Kayin? We got hard stuff, big sugars coming ahead, Rabbi Sai. I guarantee you it'll be Gishmach. I guarantee it'll be exciting, but I only guarantee you if you're here. If you're not here, there's no guarantee. Rabbi Sai, you got to be here. Being here means many, many different levels. Being here in the olden days, being here used to mean physically here. As long as you're physically here, we assume you're physically here. Today we have a new phenomenon. A person could be here, but leave you by Mizrach, Vanid, Sof Mahi, somewhere else. So a guy could be sitting here, but he is where his computer is. He is where his BlackBerry is. He is where, I don't even know the different names of the things that you guys are on. So a person not necessarily here. So if a person's not necessarily here, so then it's also, he's walking in the midbar, lost full of Matzimayim. So Rabbi Sai, Mitzvah Hashem, we have a good Zman ahead of us, good Shtark Zman ahead of us, with a lot of, hopefully, sweetness of Torah, a lot of Geshmach of Torah, work of Torah. But those who participate, those who come, those who prepare the Ma'amar Kermis, those who are talk and learning, those who come to Shia, those who talk up in Shia, those who are awake in Shia, those who are alive in Shia, those who talk after Shia, Baruch Hashem, a lot of Tamidim who could tell you that there's Mesikos, there's joy, not because I'm saying this year. Anyone saying this year? Torah itself is Vahim Tekuah Mayim. So the only thing is, it's got to be after your job. My job is to make sure it's Mesikos. Your job is to make sure that it's not Shlosh Hashem B'Midbar, Tekuah Motzah Mayim. So from here to Shem, we'll start off with this Zman together. There's Seder, so it's lunch now for everybody. Seder resumes at 1:15. Seder resumes back in the Mishmeres.